What a fun time for you, right? After a punt return and a score to kind of really seal that game. What an atmosphere it was on Sunday, too, right?
No, it was amazing. Yeah, they had Duval was, you know, here in an amazing fashion, and the fans, you know, they couldn't have been more excited and more fan-filled.
We've got a lot of questions for you on the Leica Mobile call-in line today from the United Kingdom. So let's start today with Will Gavin of Talk Sport, who's back with us. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Jaden, just talk us through that play. First game called up just 2 weeks ago to return for a touchdown. Was there a moment where you saw the field open up in front of you and you just knew that was going to the house?
Yeah, you know, from the jump, my coach Joe D, special teams coordinator, you know, he's been, you know, hyping on getting the ball back at the opposing punt team. And it just took over from me doing it all summer long with my trainer, Dwayne Frampton, and getting that ball straight up the field after making a clean catch. And, you know, after that, then athleticism take over, and I have some amazing blocks from a lot of great teammates. From what I've seen on the field, Aurelius Ben threw me an awesome block to get me to slide past the Gunners, and after the first wave, it was over.
Yeah, north and south, that's the key, right?
Yep, that's the key, especially to becoming a, you know, good punt returner.
No doubt about that. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgrove's double coverage with us today. What's up, Roger?
Hey, hi, Jaden. Hi, JP. So, Jaden, how do you think you've changed as a player or as a person since your time with the Raiders?
Well, as a player, you know, I take it day by day. You know, I don't think of nothing too critical or nothing overbearing. I make sure that, you know, I do my job, I do my responsibility, and I do it, you know, to the best that I can. But, you know, coming from the Raiders, they taught me a lot, taught me a lot about myself, taught me a lot about being a punt returner, because that's how, you know, I was told I was going to make it in this league. And, you know, it really grew me into being somebody that I am today. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what's next to come.
It's quite a whirlwind for you. I was looking through your transactions as an NFL player, and it's like this for a lot of young players, undrafted players that come into the league. They move around a lot of places, practice squads and this. So you signed undrafted with Oakland. Mm-hmm. They waived you, signed into the practice squad. They kept you around the whole offseason after that. Waived by Oakland at the end of camp this year. Signed to the Jaguars practice squad. 2 weeks or a handful of weeks later, you're on the active roster. 2 weeks later, you're in the end zone. I mean, this is a lot of movement, a lot of changing of status in the NFL. But that's to be expected, right? You have to kind of earn your way up.
Very much so. You have to earn your way up. And, you know, throughout my life coming from South Central Los Angeles, I had to earn everything. You know, I've played in All-American games. I've played in playoff games in high school. Played at the University of Washington as a true freshman and put it up numbers that, you know, I still don't understand why I didn't get drafted. But, you know, things happen. But, I kept my head down. Kept, you know, in the Bible, Galatians 6, verse 19, and, you know, just made sure the positive vibe stayed pushing forward and for moments like this.
Keep that drive alive, no doubt. Richard Graves with us today from Sky Sports on the Leica Mobile call-in line. Richard, good afternoon, evening over there.
Yeah, good evening over here now. It's gone dark already, JP. Jason, great to catch up with you. Congratulations on the scoring play last weekend. But you just touched upon it there. You didn't understand why you weren't drafted in the first place. You spend a season or so on the practice squad, and then for the last 2 weeks, you've been an active NFL player. What's that been like?
It's been amazing. It's been everything that I've already knew, and I say that with confidence, not cockiness. I understand what type of player I am, and if you look back on, you know, my tenure as a football player, you'll understand as well. Everything speaks for themselves, but it's really just maintaining the focus and staying humble to, you know, be ready for a situation or a big play that, you know, we need it because, you know, they score a touchdown, it's just either a one-possession game or they're winning. So we needed that big play on special teams to change it around.
Yeah, to close that ball game. That was a big part of the ball game this past weekend. Let's go to social media. Are you active on social media, first of all?
Yeah, very
You're
active.
Fairly new to Jacksonville. So what's your handle?
For Instagram, it's jmickey, J-M-I-C-K-Y, underscore 19, and that's 19.
Okay.
And then for Twitter, is J-A-Y-D-I-G-G. LA, the number 4, Yeah, Jay Diggler 4. Yeah,
that's a lot. That's a lot to remember. We'll get some follows on there for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Jaguars thanks. Fans. Let's go to social media. At D_M asking, did you get any heat from the coaching staff for that leap into the end zone? I can't imagine Coughlin or Marone being a fan of it. Well, I guess I can because you scored the touchdown. So what did you think on the flip into the end zone?
Coach Coughlin, you know, he actually crazy that everybody left the stadium. And I was with my mom going to the fair that's across the street here at night. So, you know, he seen me walking by myself and was like, hey, you know, we don't need that flip again. Just run into the end zone because I don't want you to hurt yourself because we got to score more. So, you know, but it was all a tribute to one of my favorite players of all time, Reggie Bush. You know, him doing it against Texas in that awesome Rose Bowl game, and then him doing it against UCLA on one of his, you know, very electrifying runs. You know, I had to, you know, show him a sign of respect and do it in my first touchdown in the NFL.
That's a guy, if you watch football as a youngster, Reggie Bush was in his prime back then,
man,
right?
Yeah, he was the GOAT, as we call it.
Do you ever stop being the GOAT once you're the GOAT?
No, he can't stop being the GOAT. I don't care.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Another social media question from West Falls Astro Images. Did you know that you'd be able to take one back before the play started?
Yeah, I knew before. Any time I got the ball, and as a punt returner, as anybody with the ball, we're trying to score. So I knew from jump that I wanted to score because if the ball is in my hand and the play is gone, that's what I want to do. So if I want to do it, you got to go get it.
There was a video that came out, I think, this morning on Twitter. Somebody put it on there. That you kind of called your shot in the game to the Cincinnati Bengals. It was an earlier fair catch, I think, in the first quarter. You waved, you made the fair catch. They were barking at you a little bit. Yeah. You pointed at them and put the touchdown signal up. Did you call your shot?
Yeah, and I called that shot just because of the blocking scheme of how everything happened, how Coach Jody had the middle scheme ready to go, and everybody did their job, and all I needed was some space, and those guys were making tremendous blocks, and everything else is history.
He's Babe Ruth, folks. He called a shot. let's go back to the Lycan Mobile call-in line. Will Gavin of Talk Sport. Hey, Will.
Sorry, guys. I apologize if the line's not brilliant. I'm currently on a bus traveling from Houston, Texas to New Orleans on a tour with a bunch of UK fans, and we were at the Texans game on Sunday. We saw the Colts come out with a victory in your division, Jaden. And actually what that's done is really opened things up for the Jags. You've still got the Titans in there, but it's starting to look pretty positive that a division title could come your way this season. Is there a feeling in the building? Have you mentioned the P word yet? Is there a feeling that the Jags could return to the playoffs this year?
Well, we understand what we need to do as a team and each and every week coming out and going forth. The first thing you have to do is play each game by game. You can't jump out in this league and, you know, say you're going to win this many games and just get to the playoffs and, you know, go to the Super Bowl and have that fairy tale ending. It starts basically today, you know, right after the game. The next day we were all in here, hot tub, cold tub, contrasting and pulling sleds and making sure our bodies stay physically fit so we can go perform on Sunday, Monday or Thursday, no matter what it is. But, you know, this team understands where we can go, but we're taking each step and game by game to be on that platform of winning the division, going to the playoffs, winning out, and, you know, hopefully in the big dance in the Super Bowl.
Brick by brick, can't build a house all at one time, right?
Foundation first. Got to have a deep foundation before you start building the bricks.
That's the way it works. Roger Goodgroves, Double Coverage. What's up?
Hey, now that you had one experience in the end zone with a somersault entry, are you planning your next TV celebration, and what should we be looking out for?
I'm going to let my brother James Mickens plan the TD celebrations. I just got to make sure I know what side he's punting to, catch the ball clean, and make sure I get it back to the offense, get positive yardage, and get it upfield to score more touchdowns. That's my plan.
Yeah, don't worry about the celebration will come at some It'll point. Come. Right? Speaking as part of the celebration this past week, when you took it to the house, you won $100,000 towards a new home for a family. I don't think we've met them yet. We will soon through Dreamfinders Homes, but I know that was special to you, and we heard you on the post-game interview on Radio Live. You didn't know that was even a thing, but that's very close to your heart.
Yeah, it's very close to my heart because these are people, you know, that's less fortunate. less fortunate than us, less fortunate than, you know, a lot of people that we know or may know that are less fortunate. So, you know, I've never met these people. You've never met these people. You've never met me until today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't know, you know, where I come from in South Central Los Angeles, and we don't know where these other people come from. But for me, and not only me, but the rest of the 10 guys and also the coaching staff to put together something for us to win $100,000 and to build in a new home so they can go and sleep comfortably and eat and, you know, without any worries or anything else, but to live life each day is, that's monumental, and that's something that you can't take away. You know, that's more exciting than a 63-yard, 69-yard punt return.
Very cool, man. Let's finish with Richard Graves of Sky Sports to close us out today, Richard.
Yeah, JP, Jane, that is really cool. And, you know, not shying away from it on the field as well over the last couple of years, especially at Everbank. The Jags fans haven't had an awful lot to cheer about. But right now, here they are with their team with a 5-3 record, tied for the division lead in the AFC South, and perhaps more importantly, a W at Everbank Field this season. Is that something that was discussed before the game, and just how important is that to get that monkey off your backs?
We heard it a lot, and I'm just getting here. You know, I've been here a month and a week, maybe. You know,
you already heard it.
After this, I'm going to study the playbook because I still don't have that down. So I've been hearing these things, and I've been hearing the curse that Everbank has, the curse over Everbank. And you know, my biggest thing was, it's really not a curse. It's just how we need to lay those bricks and how we need to keep moving forward. But not only that, playing great in all three phases of the game, special teams, offense, and defense. You know, we were doing everything on both, on all three, but we finally put it together. And it wasn't Everbank. It was us just putting it together and playing as a team. And, you know, we've got to just make that consistent away and home.
It's a fun group right now, Jadon.
It's awesome. Awesome atmosphere. Awesome atmosphere.
Enjoy the ride, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will.
Jadon Mickens joining us on today's Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam.